Phoneboy Speaks, episode 157, Encrypt All the Things.
A few weeks ago, I talked about LastPass, which is a password manager that's available for a number of different platforms. And reason I chose them over 1Password, which is the other large player in this space, it's because of cross-platform. And also, I think the security of 1Password, they're actually fine, but I think LastPass goes above and beyond. And in fact, I had to go look up a podcast that Steve Gibson did a few years ago. I don't listen to Security Now anymore because I'm not a fan of Leo Laporte anymore. I'll just leave it at that. And I've written blog posts about it and stuff. So, but I like Steve Gibson, and I respect his analysis of things. And, you know, and a few years ago, he reviewed the security of LastPass and basically said, I don't see anything wrong with this, because everything they do is they take the data that gets submitted, and I don't care what it is, right? Even if it's the login and, you know, the login information, it's all encrypted before it even leaves the browser. LastPass doesn't actually store any data about you, including your login name, in the clear. It hashes everything, you know, some insane number of times, and that's what it uses. And yeah, that's a little paranoid, but you know what? Crypto systems can easily be broken. And in fact, I was listening to a guy on Paul.com Security Weekly who was being interviewed, and I think he worked for one of the the government agencies that that does crypto. It may have been the NSA, but anyway, they interviewed him about designing crypto systems, and he said, you know, look, when we design different crypto systems, we design them with a specific lifespan because we know at some point they're going to be broken. And we design them with that lifespan in mind, plus we add some fudge factor in because we don't know exactly, how fast computing powers are going to be, or how, you know, maybe somebody will make a huge discovery that will cut the time of brute forcing just, you know, by orders of magnitude. And so we need to make these things really robust and resistant to being brute forced. And so, yeah, we over-designed the systems on purpose. And so what the LastPass guys are doing are very much that. They've said, you know, they're using the best practices and, you know, and then some, and they've designed a system that, yeah, it's, you know, you might, you know, they are storing all of your data that you send to them, but it's all encrypted. And, you know, and again, so if somebody gets that data, all they're going to have is an encrypted blob. They don't even have your username. So I guess they could figure out which record in the database or whatever is yours by doing hashes, but they'd still have to have your password. So it's kind of I just don't see where this is where this is a problem. That means if somebody breaks into LastPass, they're probably not going to be able to figure out what they have. I mean, or if they can, they still have to know who goes with what. And whereas in a typical password database, the username is actually unencrypted, and the password is the thing that's salted and hashed. And to say LastPass went a step further and said, we're hashing the username too. So there's absolutely, so if somebody breaks into LastPass, there's no way they're going to figure out that it's your login that they're trying to hash or brute force or whatever. So as I say, you could use, what 1Password does is they use Dropbox as the glue to sync between devices. I personally don't like that. Not that Dropbox is bad, but you can get a free Dropbox account. That's easy, but I don't know that you gain more security by installing an encrypted blob on Dropbox versus storing it on LastPass. I think it's more secure the way that LastPass does it. And yeah, they're a single point of failure in this thing, but I think they're going to do the right thing. They've done the right thing. They're continuing to do the right thing. And, and if at the very least, if they stop doing the right thing, I can stop paying them. So, $12 a year is a small price to pay, but I'm much happier with using LastPass than 1Password. Not to say that 1Password is bad, but for my level of paranoia, LastPass definitely satisfies my level of paranoia.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.